With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The EPA approves plans for construction of a road using radioactive material. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
The Biden administration says Mosaic Fertilizer will be allowed to construct a road made from phosphogypsum on its property in New Wales, Florida. Phosphogypsum contains radon, which is radioactive, as is the gas created when it breaks down over time. And both can cause cancer. An attorney with the Center for Biological Diversity calls the EPA decision mind-boggling. Defenders say the public is unlikely to come into contact with the road being built on private property. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Food and Drug Administration is proposing a rule that cosmetic companies would need to take extra steps to ensure that any products containing talc are free of asbestos.
The rule follows years of lawsuits against Johnson & Johnson and other companies alleging links between talc-based baby powder and cancer. Talc is a mineral used to absorb moisture or improve texture, feel, and color of cosmetics. It's mined from underground deposits that are sometimes located near the toxic mineral asbestos. The risk of cross-contamination has long been recognized by cosmetic companies. Despite the lawsuits, research has found mixed evidence of a potential link between cancer and talc. The FDA says that since 2021, laboratory analysis of more than 100 cosmetic samples has come back negative for asbestos. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Lawyer for a former CEO who's been charged with sex trafficking says his client has dementia. Mike Jeffries is the former CEO of Abercrombie & Fitch. In October, he was arrested in West Palm Beach, Florida, on charges of sex trafficking and interstate prostitution. The 80-year-old pled not guilty. He's ordered by a judge to home confinement and GPS monitoring. This is SRN News. A religious freedom expert calls out mainstream journalism.
By every measure, persecution of Christians around the world is getting worse by the year. But that fact rarely appears in reporting by major news media outlets. So says Dr. Greg Cochran of International Christian Concern, who goes on to say, quote, Western media, as a general rule, report the news confidently while remaining largely ignorant of the scope of the Christian persecution problem. He says Christian media must do more to fill the gap. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Conservators uncover eight angels in a historic Boston church that played a pivotal role in the Revolutionary War. The angels were painted in the early 1700s, but covered over in 1912 as part of a renovation. Inspired by research showing the existence of at least 20 angels, conservatives for the past 4 months have been removing the white paint that covered eight of them in the church sanctuary. This is SRN News. President Trump spearheads a successful fund drive for victims of a devastating natural disaster. Correspondent Rich Thomason has more.
Mr. Trump's GoFundMe page, dedicated to Hurricane Helene relief, was a smashing success, raising more than $8 million, according to the president-elect. The funds will help victims of the storm that devastated parts of Florida and Georgia, Tennessee, and the Carolinas. The Trump transition team says it's another example of the willingness of Americans to unite, to come together to help one another. An example of Mr. Trump's pledge to put America first. Rich Thomason reporting.
More rough surf is headed for the California coast. Waves up to 30 feet high are expected to hit the Bay Area coastline over the next few days. A high surf advisory that spans from the North Bay down to Big Sur is expected to remain in effect until Sunday afternoon. It comes days after strong waves caused a portion of the Santa Cruz Wharf to collapse into the ocean. More at SRNnews.com.